Hello, darling. Oh, there's no point in struggling. Just... Actually, you know what? Struggle. Struggle away. Put all your effort into it. Just strain against those ropes. Just struggle. Struggle until it hurts. Struggle until the ropes bite into your flesh and you start to bleed and it's painful. Please. Feel free. Why are you here? Why are you here? Wow. Just. Wow. Do you really have no idea? Oh, you. You are a fickle soul, aren't you? Just so flighty. You're here because you cheated on me. Oh, here comes the denial. Just wave after wave of denial, just washing over me. Just stop. Just stop. Stop. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your lies. I don't want to hear your excuses. I don't. Oh, and there you go, rewriting history. You cheated on me. You cheated on me. That is a fact. You cheated on me and you can't deny it. I know about her. I saw the two of you together. I have pictures. I have video. I have audio. I have full Technicolor VR surround sound. I can't deny it. And neither can you. You cheated on me. And it doesn't matter if you have an excuse. You cheated on me. It doesn't matter if you swear that it won't happen ever again. You cheated on me. It doesn't matter if you promise to make it up to me. Promise to make it up to me by being mine. By loving me. By being what you should have been all along. You cheated on me. Stop talking. There's one thing that I just can't accept. One thing that I would never, ever put up with, and that is being cheated on. No matter how much I love you, and I love you so, so much. If you cheat on me, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was a one-time thing. It doesn't matter that you stopped after the first kiss because you felt so guilty. It doesn't matter whether you were just sleeping together or just sexting. It doesn't matter. But you didn't just do that, did you? You did so much more. Just so much more. You didn't just cross the line. You erased it and just walked all over it. I don't know if it was a moment of weakness. A really, really, really long moment. I don't know whether you were feeling insecure or whether it was because there was distance, because I wasn't right there. You cheated on me. You betrayed me. I love you so much. I've done so much for you. I have sacrificed for you. I have killed for you. And you just betray me. Cheat on me. How could you hurt me that much? It's like you've stabbed me in the heart. No. It's like you've stabbed me in the heart and then you've twisted the knife. The pain I'm feeling, it's grievous. It's like acid. It's eating away at me. The tears I've cried. The tears I've wasted on you. You cheated on me. And now we have to deal with the consequences. I'm not going to make you choose between me and the other woman. I'm not going to give you ultimatums to fulfill if you want me still to be here. Still to love you. I'm not going to fight for you or our relationship. Because there isn't a relationship anymore. There isn't an us anymore. There's only me, brokenhearted, and you, an absolute shit. Really? We never had a relationship, did we? Wow. How can you say that? How can you deny our love? It's like I don't even know you anymore. Of course I know you. I know you better than anyone else in the world. I know everything about you. I've watched you sleep, held you close when you were having nightmares. I've walked in your clothes. I've drowned in you. I made you my world. I've loved you. Loved you like no other. I've done things. Terrible things, but things I did for love. There's nothing I wouldn't have done for you. I killed for you. Happily, gladly, with a smile. Oh, you never asked me to. Darling, you didn't have to, because I loved you and I would do anything for you. Well, I would have. And then you just turn your back. I want to know why. I won't lie. That's more a thing that you do. I want to know why, but I know that there's no point in asking. I want to scream at you. I want to shout and rage. I want to tell you how much you're throwing away and I won't scream. I want revenge, but I won't take it. Because it's not worth it. Because you are going to be miserable enough without me. You are going to wish that you had never, ever screwed me over. You're going to wish that you had never betrayed me. You cheated on me. And it's over. No second chances, no screaming matches, no forgiveness, no looking back. You cheated on me. What am I going to do to you? Oh, I'm not going to do anything. In fact, you are never going to see me again. You are never going to have a chance to win me back. You're not going to get a chance to prove that things are different. You're not going to get a chance to show me how sorry you are about the mistakes you've made. Oh, and those mistakes, they are heavy. You cheated on me. And now, I'm going to find someone new. I'm going to find someone who respects me. I'm going to find someone who would never ever risk losing me over a fling with some bitch. Better than that, I'm going to find someone who would never even want to have a fling with that woman. I'm going to find someone who believes that I'm more than enough. Someone who values my time and attention. Someone who would never ever dare break my heart. Someone who wants me and only me forever. And I'm just going to leave you. Leave you in the mess you've made. What do I mean? Well, darling, you've left quite the trail of bodies in your wake. No. I didn't kill anyone. There's no connection to me. But you, oh, you had relationships with all of them, and it's quite convenient how their deaths made your life easier, helped you get what you wanted. If anyone was to look a little closer, well, they might even think that you committed the murders. If they were to search your apartment, they might find evidence. Forgotten traces that link you to every murder. But why would they look so closely? I mean, it's not like your girlfriend has gone missing. Oh no, not me. Because I'm not your girlfriend. You cheated on me, remember? The bitch. She's missing. And the last person to see her was you. And oh, you've been careless. You have been very careless, and they're going to find the body. And again, your carelessness, well, tut 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 tut. Of course they're going to blame you. Every death benefited you. You're the obvious perpetrator. But not too obvious. See, the police, they don't like it when it's too easy. They like to work, but not too hard. You know, they have to earn their donuts. Of course you'll deny it. Because you're a liar. But the evidence will be overwhelming, and your story so unbelievable. You're going to sleep now. And when you awake, It will be when the police find you. Some down and out hotel. Pills and booze. Oh, it's going to be sordid. But then again, that's you, isn't it? A sordid liar and now a murderer. You cheated on me. You really shouldn't have done that. Now this is going to hurt, but it's just a little pin prick. I lied. It was a big pin prick. Say it well, and hopefully you'll learn your lesson. And you'll never cheat again. I've learnt my lesson. The next one I love, well, will deserve me. They'll love me. And they will never, ever cheat on me.